This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. CDS Anil Chauhan and chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and appreciated his unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the conversation, they agreed on the importance of accountability. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India has resolved that the perpetrators, planners and backers of this attack are brought to justice. External Affairs Minister expressed appreciation after speaking with the UAE's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that their discussion focused on the need to counter terrorism effectively in all its forms and manifestations. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar had spoken with the foreign ministers of Greece, Cyprus, Panama, Somalia, Slovenia and Guyana regarding the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistan Army post fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Nowshera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor sector. Pakistan Army post also fired in Baramulla and Kupwara districts as well as across the international border in the Pargal sector. The Indian troops responded swiftly and effectively. In West Bengal, at least 15 people were killed in a fire that broke out in a hotel near Phalpatti, Machau in central Kolkata last night. Police said bodies have been recovered and several people have been rescued. The fire incident took place at around 8:15 p.m. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. Kolkata Police Commissioner Manoj Kumar Verma said a special team has also been informed to investigate the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered the profound wisdom of Jagat Guru Basaveshwara on the occasion of Basava Jayanti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his vision for society and his tireless efforts to uplift the marginalized continue to guide people. The Char Dham Yatra will begin today in Uttarakhand with the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri dhams in the Uttarkashi district on the occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. The Utsav Doli of Ma Ganga has departed from Gangotri from Bhairav Temple, Bhairav Ghati this morning, and the gates of Gangotri dham will open at 10:30 a.m. with traditional prayers and Vedic chants. The Doli of Ma Yamuna has left from Karsali and the portals of Yamunotri Dham will open at 11:55 a.m. today with traditional rituals. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has said that the government has completed all preparations to ensure a smooth and safe Char Dham Yatra.
चार धाम यात्रा की सभी तैयारियां पूरी कर ली गई हैं और सभी विभाग जो भी यात्रा में अपना योगदान देते हैं सभी ने अपनी अपनी अच्छी अच्छी तैयारियां की हैं। पिछले सालों के जो अनुभव हैं उस आधार पर ये यात्रा और अच्छी हो, सुरक्षित हो, सबके लिए सुगम हो, सभी व्यवस्थाएं सुनिश्चित कर ली गई हैं और सभी देशवासियों को जो भी यात्रा में जिन्होंने भी अपना कार्यक्रम प्रस्तावित किया है हमारा प्रयास रहेगा कि उनकी यात्रा अच्छी।
Akashvani is broadcasting the opening of the Char Dham Yatra 2025 live. The live broadcast of opening of portals of Gangotri Dham is available today from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, while live broadcast of opening of Yamunotri Dham's portals will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Akashvani's Indraprastha, FM Gold and Aradhana channels, as well as on News on AIR app. A report related to the Yatra will also be broadcast every day from 7:30 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. from today till 4th of next month. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta flagged off a run for One Nation, One Election at Delhi University in New Delhi this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.